My name is David Jackson. I'm the coordinator for Pass of the Paddle Association. We're currently on a canoe trip across the entire trail.
Can you talk about the purpose of the trip?
We are traveling from Whiteshell, Manitoba to Thunder Bay. It's about a 1,000-kilometer route, and we are updating TransCanada Trail signage. We're testing out some new maps that Pass of the Paddle is creating, and we're also just capturing and telling a great story so that people can understand what beautiful waterways the trail traverses.
Can you talk about the Path of the Paddle? Some people might not be familiar.
Path of the Paddle is a 1,000-kilometer water trail that's part of the TransCanada Trail, and it's a network of 152 portages that goes through three different towns. It goes through Kenora, Dryden, Vermilion Bay, and Atikokan before it winds up in Thunder Bay. It's a great opportunity for people to access various points along the trail to be able to access great canoe country. It's volunteer-run. It's a not-for-profit. It's maintained pretty much yearly by regional trail committees that look after the waterways and make sure that travelers are going to have a great experience when they go out.
A lot of work has gone into improving the trail over the past couple of years. Maybe talk about that and maybe future plans.
In 2021, Path of the Paddle actually received a grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation that allowed us to employ trail stewards across the entire route. We were able to go in and maintain and clean up portages to make sure that they were all in great working shape, because Northwestern Ontario experiences a lot of dramatic weather, so trees go down and trails kind of disappear if there's not people out there to look after them. So even though we're volunteers, it's a big task to put on volunteers to go out and really take good care. So we were able to employ various trail stewards that really, really cleaned up the path. And it's lovely out there right now. It's a great time for people to get out and go traveling because the trails are just in lovely shape. I hope people are out enjoying it this summer because it's really, really a special area in the province.